Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017,
run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M network. For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. Peter Sterling, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and James Hooper.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league. Triple M Rocks.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Lovely to have you company on this Saturday afternoon. It is the preliminary final, the Eels taking on the Melbourne Storm. We are coming to you live from Amy Park in Melbourne. Lights have gone on here. It is still a nice day, a few clouds in the sky. Temperature should be around 12 degrees at that 4 o'clock kickoff. Dan Ganane has arrived. He will join you in half an hour as the build-up towards kickoff begins right here. Remember, of course, you can hear the Swans and Essendon today live on Triple M DAB Radio. Sydney's best coverage, it starts from 3. Buddy Franklin, that last game against Essendon, kicked 6 behinds, no goals. I think they will all turn around there this afternoon. But there's plenty of action right here before us in this final. And I guess what we should do at this time of year, given that we are with the finals, is just take a little look back, gentlemen. Girds, Dell, Hoops, at how good you were at predicting what would be happening at this time of the year. When we opened the show at the very beginning of the season, what I did and what I like to do is to open the vault and put your thoughts on the top eight and various other questions into that vault. Now, there are other elements I'm going to drag out over the coming weeks, but today, the top eight. Why don't we have a look inside the vault and see how each of you went? Open the vault for me, please. Stop.
Good vault, Tone.
I don't remember the door being that
strong.
Big.
Vault.
Very strong.
A lot of people trying to get in there.
Love a good vault. Of course you do. A lot of people trying to get in there, so we need to make that very, very secure. All right, we're going to start with you, James Hooper. Let's see how you went.
So I've got Penrith on top. I think the Raiders will only be a shandy away. Melbourne Storm finishing third. I think the Roosters can power into the top four on the back of Luke Keary and Michael Gordon joining that back line and having the season to start with Jared Weyrea Hargraves and Boyd Cordner fit and healthy. The Cowboys for fifth, Parramatta for sixth, Cronulla the reigning Premier's seventh, and I reckon the Tigers can sneak in and finish in eighth position.
Oh, I love the vault.
Mate, people have been telling me for a long time, Tony, I'm a bad judge. That just confirms.
mate, you weren't too bad, mate. The Roosters, you were spot on, mate, with what you were saying there. It was me. You hit the nail right on the head.
Oh, yeah, back up, Sparky.
One out of eight's not bad.
Yeah, because the top two were the Panthers and the Raiders. Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't think I was the Lone Ranger in
tipping
them.
No, you weren't. Mate.
Hey, stop deflecting now. Let's just talk about you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'll cop that one on the button, Tone.
And the Tigers, that was a bit of love in there as well.
Yeah, there was a bit of love there, for sure. Yeah, for sure. We've been harsh on them,
Okay, Panthers and the Raiders for Hoops as the top two teams. Didn't quite get it to the eight, but I liked it. Yeah. All right, while we're in the vault, they get the broom out, sweep the dust around away from Ryan Girdler's selections.
Raiders, Panthers, Cowboys, Roosters, Storm, Sharks, Eels, Titans.
Okay.
That would be. So the notable...
No Tigers, no Broncos,
because I just, up until last night, and look, it's still possible, I just thought that the fact that those four guys aren't locked away could be a massive disruption to their season, especially with what happened with Foran and Cherry Evans a few years ago for Manly.
Yep.
If it's not handled correctly, and it's not the administration don't get that one right, it could blow up in their face.
Wow. That's
Boom,
good. That saved yourself right there, fella.
Boom. Spot
you saved
on.
Yourself with the Tigers that could blow up in their face if the signing of those big four wasn't worked properly.
If only they had to listen, Tony.
Yeah.
I might have been sick this day. Mine mustn't be there.
No, wait a second. Oh, no, but before we get there, I just want to go back. You also had the Raiders and Penrith at the top of your eight.
Yeah, that's right, Tony. That's correct.
Do you want to expand on that or not?
Well, no, I mean, we all know what disappointing seasons they've had.
Yes.
Even Penrith are still in the finals.
I'm more interested in your own disappointment and your efforts.
Than the clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I stink. That was awful. I'm going to have a really good look at myself
and
in the off-season, Tony.
The Titans.
The Titans, I just wanted to believe.
Yeah.
I just wanted to believe in the Hayne plane.
You know they're getting the Logies, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, and let's keep...
Jared Haynes hosting it.
While we're still here, inside the vault, let's have a listen to Wendell's.
Now, look, I think for me, I think the Broncos will be there, the Bulldogs, Storm. I think the Panthers. Panthers are my favourite this year. I reckon they'll be in the grand final versus the Raiders. So Raiders, Cowboys, and Roosters for me, I think. I think they're my top eight.
Okay.
Was that eight or was it seven?
That was very confusing.
Yeah.
I think you introduced them about fifth.
What you've done here, you see Ryan, he looks to your left and copy like you would have in school. Right? He's got all his things written out there. His top eight.
But you've just wandered
in. You've got this week's big league. Yeah. And you're just now, as we're speaking, you're just ticking teams off.
But we've done it all.
Hoping that you're going to get eight.
Wendell.
I want to some of what you were having before you picked that top eight, Wendell. That was all torn.
We picked it on Thursday and I didn't have it there, so I was writing it down. But you know what? I said the Raiders and the Panthers for mine. I thought they'd get there on the back of last season, boys. But you know, I come up short and I'm honest, mate, boys. As much as I've been to 11th final series, I got it wrong.
Can you believe why haven't we been bagging the Raiders more, given the three of you all tipped them to be in a grand final, yet they were nowhere near it basically by the end getting into the finals?
Well, it's their fault, not ours.
It is their fault.
Yeah.
It is their fault. All right, that was sensational. See if next week we can open the vault and see if there's any other fearless predictions three may have come up with, and let's hope they're just as hopeless. Saturday Triple M NRL doing it for Brighton's Lawyers. Triple M just rocking the footy. Saturday Triple M NRL. We are doing it live from Amy Park in Melbourne. The Melbourne Storm taking on the Eels in the qualifying final. You can hear every second of Triple M footy wherever you are. Remember, just download that Triple M NRL app and do it now, right now. Though, before we get into a preview for Iveco of this game and the others in this final series that are left this weekend, it is time for this.
Best cooler there ever was, and I need him back.
You and the family need the cooler. The cooler.
All right, everyone. Chill.
Ryan Gertler, were you even aware that the cooler had a win last week? Big win.
Really?
Yeah. I went home and there.
Well, the cooler takes things in his stride, Tony, as you know. But
it, like, I'll tell you what, Arthur just doesn't get in.
The cooler's very excited, boys, this week. He was over the moon when he heard he was travelling to Melbourne with a Saturday Triple M NRL team.
Of course.
Loves you, boys. While he was down here, of course, though, he had to pay a visit. And he will pay a visit after he's finished his little spot here to the Melbourne's greatest track, Moonee Valley. It's on today. He loves Moonee Valley. He's had some big days there. And you can imagine his delight when he found out the Dato Tin Chin Nam steaks were on. And I mean, that's the cooler's favourite
restaurant
race. Oh, yeah. The whole spring carnival.
Wow.
It's big down here, Tony.
Yeah. Sorry?
It's big down here, Tony. Not you. Yep.
Sorry, was that the Dato Tin Chin?
The Dato Tin Chin Nam steaks. So I'm sure you've had a bet.
It's a big
over the years.
It's a big.
But anyway, boys, it's all about gravity today, Tony. Gravity, although it seems to be letting you down of late, Tony.
Oh, wow.
It is the one thing that keeps the cooler's feet firmly on the ground. Some other parts of the cooler, though, as you might notice, Tony, seem to be hanging a little lower than usual, which is obviously something the cooler can sort out back in his St Kilda hotel room with a gravitational pull, a club sandwich, and a nice movie after the game. It's all relative, though, boys, because Sir Isaac Newton is running today.
What?
Isaac Newton. Sir Isaac Newton is running today in the Dato Tin Chin Nam Stakes at Moonee Valley.
That's therefore the theory of relativity. I see where you're going with this.
Understand, Tony. Yeah. All about gravity. Yep. He's running in Melbourne today, race 8, and he's number 7. And the tip is Sir Isaac Newton. But the good thing is Lisa Curry is aboard Sir Isaac Newton today. And it's been a while since her last ride in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And he's paying $12. And the cooler's out.
Thank you, cooler.
Actually, oops.
Oh, that club sandwich. Yeah. Sorry, mate. What was that?
Hasn't Brett Short got a restaurant down there called Toko Melbourne or something? What is it? Do you know?
I think.
Are you seriously asking that question, Wendell?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm just saying. Why? I want the cooler to go there and enjoy it.
I think he does, Wendell. I don't know the name of the restaurant, but I do believe that I think it might be a Japanese restaurant that he's got to share.
Yes, wherever the cooler goes, he is enjoying himself.
Yes.
Plenty to come. Thank you so much, Cool. We're going to preview the Sharks and Cowboys game. Dan Ganane will step in very shortly as well as we head towards this 4 o'clock kickoff. A huge game of rugby league is the Melbourne Storm taking on the Parramatta Eels. Saturday, Triple M and NRL.
Never miss a minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, my.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere.
Hallelujah.
This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Lovely to have you come. Each year's exciting. We're building towards the kickoff before the moment that Cameron Smith will run onto this football field to become the longest serving, well, certainly playing the most games in the NRL's history. 356. That will be the number of times he will have strode onto a football field. Just an amazing moment in store for us in just over half an hour's time. Why don't we now, though, thanks to Iveco Trucks, have a little preview of a couple of the other games that are happening, or equally as important. Obviously, elimination final, the Sharkies, the reigning premiers, tomorrow afternoon, 4:10 kickoff at Allianz Stadium, taking on the Cowboys, who would have been last weekend at one point after they'd lost. They would have been planning their Mad Monday and thought, oh, well, I'll just have a little flick on and maybe watch the Dragons and Bulldogs just to see, you know, a little bit of heartbreak and watch that. Suddenly, they were back. They are in the eight. So they, not dissimilarly to the Eels today, as Brad Arthur said, they have a free throw at the stumps.
Yeah.
That's what they have.
You know, I think they would have been quietly confident last week, the Cowboys. I mean, going in on the back of the Bulldogs and the form that they've taken into the last couple of weeks against the Dragons. And, yeah, I think they would have been seriously watching that game on Sunday thinking, well, we're a dead set chance. So I don't think they would have ever gotten the mindset of, oh, we're out, we're gone. So, yeah, you know, they would have prepared really well for this. And you're right, there's no pressure on these guys coming down playing the premiers. But I expect them to put up a really good show. I think they've been really resilient and brave over the past sort of 6 or 8 weeks of the competition. Look, they have got some key players out, but they've also, during the time that those players have been out, some of the guys have really stood up. And Tom Alola, he's gone to another level. We know Michael Morgan's development. Martin's come in and done a really good job. Other than that, Gavin Cooper, they've still got a lot of the mainstays of their premiership 2015 side.
And you're right, because those guys that have been out have been out for such a long time, haven't they?
Yeah.
It's not as if it's just a shock to the system this week or a past couple of weeks.
Yep.
They've had to build a new system.
Yeah, I don't think they'll beat themselves. I think the Sharks will need to come out and play really well if they're going to win that game.
Oops.
I'll give them a puncher's chance, the Cowboys, Tone. I think if you look at the reigning premiers and their form over the course of the last 6 weeks, they've been a little erratic, so they're going win-loss, win-loss. They haven't built a reasonable amount of momentum like you would like to have being in their position at this stage of the season. So the Cowboys have punched above their weight, as Gerd's touched on, missing those key players all season. They've still got Jason Tomalolo in that side. He's the reigning Dally M medal winner. They've got Michael Morgan, who's taken his game to a new level in the absence of Jonathan Thurston. And Lachlan Coote's a pretty handy fullback. Gavin Cooper, as Gerd's touched on, is also developed into a really strong leader on that left edge himself. So, look, I think their chance.
Wendell?
We're seeing why it's so hard to go back-to-back. You know, everyone's coming at you week in, week out. Jack Bird comes back in for the Sharks. But I think for me, Andrew Fifita, he's got to stand up. We all talk about Tomalolo. They were saying he was like Tomalolo, like Artie Beetson, like, you know, after Origin 1. He hasn't really been spotted at that level since. So for me, if the Sharks are going to win this game, mate, I think Andrew Fifita's got to set the standard out there tomorrow. I'm leaning towards the Cowboys, but if the Sharks want to go back-to-back, mate, it's a nice time to start that run.
Luke Lewis, I think, would have liked to have had been rested last week. I know Wade Graham was rested, and they eventually didn't rest all the guys they wanted to. And Luke Lewis seems to be carrying something on that left shoulder, and he kind of loses some feeling in his arm. But he's, you know, he's got to go through this and then keep going. He's so key to them.
Oh, look, he's such a warrior, Luke Lewis. You know what you're going to get out of him. He's the reigning Clive Churchill medalist. And, yeah, he's carrying a shoulder issue. He's had it for about the last 4 to 6 weeks, Tone. But, look, no questions. He'll be out there. Wade Graham back into the side, as well as Jack Bird, is a huge plus for the premiers. I think it'll be close, but I think they might just have a little bit
Too much class, the Sharks, in this knockout game.
Shane Flanagan said that Jack Bird was not just back physically, but he had that kind of cocky air to him again, which he had earlier in the season, obviously, and last year, which is important, isn't it, for him to carry that kind of frame?
Yeah, that's the way he plays his best, and... You know, they've missed that strike out on that right edge this year, the Cronulla, and everyone talks about obviously Barber and Ennis not being there, but you know, Jack sort of had a disrupted season to the point where he was negotiating for long parts of it. I think that weighed on his heavy on his shoulders there for a while, then he got injured, so he hasn't been able to put consistent performances back to back for a long time now. So it might be just a shot in the arm that they need, the Sharks. Like when we saw Wade Graham get carried off a couple of weeks ago, a lot of people said, well, that's the Sharks' season. I mean, they can't go back-to-back without one of their key players like that. So to get Wade back and to get Jack back in the 1 week and the first week of the finals, it just might ignite something in the Sharks for this series.
All right, in a word, who wins?
I think Sharks will win.
Hoops?
Sharkies.
Wendell?
I'm going upset here. I'm going the Cowboys in a tight one.
Cowboys in a tight one. All right, Dan Ganane will take the seat any second to take you through this final half hour before kickoff. I will go and find some large comfy chair, sit back and enjoy a piece of history as Cameron Smith runs onto this field. Can't wait for that to happen.
This is a cold refreshment as well, Tony.
Perhaps a cold refreshment as well. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. We've been doing it for Bryden's Lawyers. The legal landscape can be confusing. See if you have a claim. Just ask the questions. AskBrydens.com.au.
Yeah. Welcome, Amy Park. Oh, this is the place to be, Amy Park in Melbourne. Just a little overcast right now, but conditions pretty nice. They're certainly better than they were for the soccer the other night. It's about 12, 13 degrees and the crowd building nicely. A fair smattering of blue and gold. I noticed through the streets of Melbourne there was a bit of blue and gold around, so they've certainly come down in force, the Parramatta Reels, as we continue Saturday Triple M NRL, getting you ready for this game, prime time for Fox League. Dan Ganane in for Tony Squires, and now the rest of the team who've been here all afternoon, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor in Sydney, and Jimmy Hooper as well. Fellas, as I say hello to you, I can't believe you've all bought the Brad Arthur line. Oh, it's a shy at the stumps. Oh, we've got nothing to lose.
Yep.
Don't tell me, Girds, they don't think they can come down here and win this game.
No, look, I think they'll be confident, Dan. We spoke about it during the show. I mean, they're the second best side in the competition at the moment, based on form. They've won 9 out of their last 10. So they're not coming down here, you know. Sure, there's not a lot of pressure and expectation from, you know, everyone in the industry, but amongst the team themselves, Dan, yeah, they absolutely believe they can come down here and ruffle some feathers. And Brad Arthur, he knows the Melbourne Storm system, he knows these players really well, he's been down here. If anyone can sort of, you know, rattle their cage a little bit, it'll be a game plan that Brad Arthur can come up with for his Parramatta side. They just need to be able to execute it.
I know the easy thing, Wendell, is to say, and we'll get, and we need to preview Sharks Cowboys in a second too, but I know the easy thing to say is Melbourne had 6 players out for Origin, so it was, you know, nice win for Parramatta, but there's no value to it. Mate, I went back and watched the game. Radradra gave Vunivalu a bath.
Yep.
Parramatta they killed them in the first 20 minutes. Surely there's got to be a little currency to that win in round 18.
Well, there has to be, because when you've got a Parramatta team that hasn't sort of been there before, you know, last year they went through a tough time, that adds confidence. You know, it's a good feeling when you go to a place where you know that you've won, even if it's with a few players out and stuff, mate. In your mind, you're thinking, okay, mate, last time we were here, you get that feeling, but you got to do it again. I know it's a big occasion. There'd be nothing more, as a player, going to someone's home ground, siege mentality, no one rates you, no one gives you a chance, go on there, and they'd love to spoil Cameron Smith's, you know, record-breaking party. Mate, I'm telling you now, Parramatta are a chance today. And you know, some of these Melbourne Storm players, mate, some of them haven't been here before. They're playing well now, but at some stage, you've got to have a dip.
They can't carry much weight, though, Dan. I mean, you can't take 6 or 7 of those guys out of their side. And look, even though Parramatta won't be afraid of coming to the ground, essentially, they can't take much out of the win.
No, no one's saying because they won that night they're going to win today. Yeah.
No, no, no.
But surely they're not as hopeless as we're making out.
Who's making out they're hopeless?
Mate, they're $5.10 with UBet. everyone has done their sums and gone, oh, well, Brisbane now, they're gone because they're going to have to come through Melbourne. We're all making the assumption, Jimmy, that this is a fait accompli. Parramatta, we're going to play at ANZ next Saturday night. And it's been a lovely run, but it's probably going to come to an end.
Look, the Eels are a puncher's chance, Dan. They're going to need a lot of luck. They're going to need everything to go their way. They're going to have to play.
See, that's the attitude, Jay.
They're
going to
have to play.
Everything to go their way.
They're
going
to have to play a little bit. Well, they're playing Melbourne, Dan. They've lost four games all season. Two of those were during the Origin period when they're missing six of their biggest name stars. Have a look at that side in front of you.
Can you stop?
Have a look at that side in front of you. There's six internationals and six Origin players.
Stop bringing facts into it, James. We're trying to pump up the game here.
Come on, mate.
I think the Eels are a punch. Chance.
Welcome to the Saturday show, Dan.
But also, Dan, about facts. Yeah, but Dan, you know that their finals record hasn't been that good of late, this Storm. They've only won two of their past five games at Amy Park. So I'm telling you now, Parramatta a chance today.
And, you know, their record here at Amy, look, I don't know if it means that much good. 5-4, what that says is that big games, they're not necessarily unbeatable.
Yeah.
And, look, I know it's a big occasion with the Cam Smith.
Yeah, it's the milestone game too. That's just an added string to the bow today for the Melbourne Storm. That's just that little bit of extra motivation. It's not just a milestone for a player that's playing his 100th or potentially his 200th. It's a guy that's going to be the most capped player in the NRL of all in the history of the game, Dan. And he's their captain, and he means so much to every one of those players. So you put that on top of the fact you take their form, and then Hoops just spoke about their side. I mean, you know, it does look like a big task for Parramatta.
And you know, people aren't kidding when they say that Melbourne perform on for milestone games. I've got it in front of me here somewhere. Let me just find this. I think they've won every milestone game that Cooper Cronk has played.
Yep.
For Cam Smith, here it is. Game 100 they won. No, hang on, that's the wrong one. Game 100 they won. Game 150. Well, that's not really a milestone they won. But in fact, this is Billy. Game 100, game 200, game 250 they won. Cam Smith, game 100 they won. Game 200 they won. Game 250 they won. Game 300 they won. And game 350 they won.
Wow.
The last
you
three.
You still want to tip Parramatta?
Yeah, I didn't say I'm tipping Parramatta. You know what I think, James? I think they've got a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
Get off the fence. You're going to tip them, tip them.
What about this? Cam Smith's last three milestone games. Game 250, they beat Cronulla 38-6. Game 300, they beat Penrith 52-10. Game 350, a few weeks ago, they beat Manly 40-6.
Yikes.
They get up for these
frightening
games.
Frightening.
Quickly.
Greg Inglis is down there. Jonathan Thurston's down there. These guys that, you know, I've obviously played with Cam on all different levels, have all come to celebrate this moment with him.
Yeah, I've seen there plenty of old Melbourne Storm. I saw Dallas Johnson out the back, and he's one of many that are here this afternoon. And it's good that the NRL, we've criticised, Jimmy, that the NRL for not paying enough attention to events like this for 300 games and for big milestones. Well, they've pulled out all the stops for this occasion.
If you go back a couple of years, Dan, they missed the ball badly with Brett Camoli's 300th game, and they learned the lesson out of that. They realised that for players to go through that many games and make a career over such a long time frame, that you have to recognise it, you have to celebrate it. It needs to be treated with the respect that it deserves. And so congratulations to them, because as you can see these scenes in front of us here at Amy Park now, we've got Greg Inglis out on the field, Jonathan Thurston out on the field, Stephen Kearney, who, would they have crossed paths, Dan, when Stephen was playing at the Melbourne Storm? Cam may have been a very, very young man, but he obviously had a big influence here as an assistant coach under Craig Bellamy. So it is a brilliant touch from the NRL, the way they celebrate it.
He touch and go. Cam debuted 2002 when he was a halfback in round five against the Bulldogs next door at the old Olympic Park. Yeah, Kearney might have crossed over.
He did.
I reckon he might have just still been playing.
Yeah, he did. I saw a picture of Cam Smith, Steve Kearney, and that Scott Hill. And there was someone else a couple of months ago.
Do you find it ironic, boys? There's a blimp going around the ground, and it's wobbling, and it looks pretty unreliable, and it's sponsored by Tiger Air. I was going to say,
I thought it was pretty cool up until then, but yeah, you may have
been. Fine organisation. I just, you know, it's just one of those things.
It's only because you're a virgin meme, and that's why, Dan, isn't it?
We love the smoothest ride of my life, as smooth as a baby's bottom this morning getting here to Melbourne.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone at Virgin Australia. Wow. A finer airline you couldn't find.
2004, Stephen Kearney left the Melbourne Storm.
There you go.
Certainly did cross over. Quickly, tonight, the game you'll be at Wendell, Manly versus Penrith. I'll get your tip in a second, but these are two very hard teams to predict, Gerds, in that up and down, up and down. Certainly one is very up and one is very down right now.
Yeah, I'm going to tip Penrith tonight. I think the fact that Dylan Edwards comes back into that side, it moves Dean Farray out into the centre position, and Wonga Blake, unfortunately, is injured. He'll miss the rest of the season, but it puts Farray now on Kelly, who really dominated Penrith last week, and I think Dean Farray will be able to handle that situation. Look, they need to learn their lesson from last week's performance. Penrith, it wasn't really do or die for them last week. It is tonight, and I just don't know whether Manly can put those performance like they did last week and another one like that together in a row tonight. So I think there's some hope for Penrith. They'll be they should be. They should be angry about what happened last week, and they should come out and be able to play a really, really good game tonight.
What do you reckon, Jimmy?
I think it'll be close. I don't think that the Panthers will get a cricket score put on them like they did at one point last week, but I just get the feeling as though things have gone a little bit pear-shaped for Penrith at the wrong end of the season, Dan. Injuries, the Matt Moylan distraction, it hasn't aligned perfectly for them, so I think Manly will win in a much closer game.
What about you, Del?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tight game, but look, I've got to stick with Manly. What Manly showed me last week, you know, on the back of someone like Cherry Evans, he's really stood up this year. Probably his best football I've seen, but the Travoy brothers, mate, they are so important. Nothing phases this Manly team at the moment. Panthers, for me, they're just a bit off, you know. Obviously, Dragons fogged them a couple of weeks ago, and then last week they were off, and I just think their confidence isn't there, so I'm Manly tonight.
All right, so there we go. Manly for you, Dill, but you're all predicting, I think, there's going to be a fairly tight encounter. Yeah. Let's take a break. We might get you downstairs, Jimmy, to try and interview some of these blokes, these legends of the game that are out there right now, and we'll get you ready for this contest at Amy Park. It is the Melbourne Storm Parramatta Reels. We do prime time for Fox League and Triple M NRL for Brighton's Lawyers.
It's been far too long since the blue and gold of Parramatta have been here. Here in September. Their last game in a final was against guess who? The Melbourne Storm. How ironic. Now the Eels have to go through perhaps the best side we've seen in years, and they have to do it on their home patch. Imagine that. You wait 8 years to return to the finals and you're rewarded with a trip to Melbourne. The Storm, they've been doing this for years. Finals experience everywhere you look. Cam Smith, he's played 30 of them. Cooper Cronk, 29 finals. Billy Slater, just a lazy 26. These Parramatta Eels, 38 combined. Sure, it's David versus Goliath, but you know what? The Eels have been overcoming these obstacles all season. They won in Townsville. They beat the Broncos. They beat them again in Brisbane. They won here too. But can they do it when it matters? With all the guns available. And 897 days. That's how long it's been since the Parramatta Eels have played finals. You know how long that is? Since that Sunday in October 2009, South Sydney won a comp. So did Cronulla. The Cowboys too. Hoodoo after hoodoo dispelled. Droughts that last lifetimes extinguished. Except one. Is it their time now? Is it finally their time to exorcise the ghosts of the 80s and the nightmares since? Melbourne Storm, Parramatta Eels, live right here on Triple M.
You know, the Eels have never beaten Parramatta in a final. They've never beaten Melbourne either. 0-4, and geez, there's been some heartbreakers there, particularly 1999, when they really appeared to have a grand final on toast, and let the underdog Melbourne Storm get on top of them, and Melbourne, of course, went on to win that premiership. Parramatta now warming up at the northern end of this Amy Park, where the sun is coming out again, so the conditions just improve ever so slightly as we do prime time for Fox League and Triple M NRL for Brighton's Lawyers. You've got Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor here for the next few minutes before he departs, and Dan Ganane as well. Who does it have to be, Girds, if it's going to be Parramatta?
I think I spoke to Brad Arthur before the game when we interviewed him, and I mentioned the fact that I think Corey Norman's been relatively quiet during this run for the Eels. They've, in their sort of their last month or so of footy, I mean, he matured so much this year that he got to the point where he just allowed everyone else around him to be better players, and he was happy to let Moses come in and do his thing, and he didn't feel like he needed to own every result. And I think that the fact that he's been able to do that, today's the day, or this final series is there for him to now put his hand up and go to another level. I think I'd like to see him take another step in a direction of just going out in a really big game and owning a big moment, and if he could do it here today, I think he's the man for Parramatta.
What about you, Del? Who wins the battle, Vunivalu and Radradra? They're both, Radradra is 4 years older. He's been doing it for just a little bit longer. And as I said, he gave Vunivalu a bath back in round 18.
Yeah, look, I think for like a young Fijian player like himself, Vunivalu, mate, he doesn't fear anything. Like, I mean, I was lucky enough to play against a bloke called Nolan Andruka who terrorised me in the 93 final series. But Big Sammy, he's bigger, stronger. He's like a racehorse that is ready. You know the Melbourne Cup when you're in that in the mounting yard and you just see that his horse is ready to go. Mate, I just think if the Eels are going to win, as Gerd said, Corey Norman's their key. But Sammy has got to get him on the front foot. So he's got to go at Cameron Smith. He's got to do that. He'll do all the other stuff, you know, the cross kicks and that. But for me, I've got to go with Sammy. He's just 7 tries in the last 2 games. He's just looking fit and ready to rip in today.
I'm looking at the teams here, excuse me, for Mongrel Boots, and they're 1-17, so no late changes, not like last night. And Melbourne will welcome back Dal Finucane and Tim Glasby. And for Parramatta, Bo Scott will start on the bench again. Very little finals experience between them, Gerds. 38 games all up, Parramatta, and most of that is Michael Jennings and Bo Scott.
Yeah.
Does that matter? Because I seem to remember the 03 Panthers with little finals experience going pretty well.
Yeah, but yeah, it's not all about finals experience, Dan, but it's about game experience, a big game experience. So whether it's Origins, whether it's Tests, and during that time we had a fair few players that had been involved in some big occasions. Other players like Luke Prittis had come in and played in grand finals, and we had a lot of the Kiwi players in our side, and I was fortunate enough to play in some big games. So was Craig Gower. So you need those sort of guys splattered through your side just to make sure that, you know, it's going to be upbeat. You need to know what to expect in these sort of games, because it's not like an NRL clash. It's nothing like it. You saw with the last night the tempo. There's everything to play for, and you do need that experience there, especially in those moments, just to calm everyone down and let everyone know that it's going to be okay and this is just absolutely normal. So I think it's important to have a big game experience, and Melbourne Storm have more than anyone.
Now, while I've got you, Wendell, I know you'll leave us in about 5 or 6 minutes.
Sure.
We need to do the Jack Links beef jerky bowl predictions. Now, Wendell, as we know, Gerds, is on a hot streak. He's on a one-win streak at the moment.
Right, one-win streak.
Well, when it comes to... he did predict Boyd Corden to score a try. It wasn't, you know,
that's massive.
It wasn't the boldest of predictions.
Oh, boys.
With that in mind, Wendell, you can go first. By the way, Jack Link's beef jerky, feed your wild side, find it in the snack aisle today.
Yeah, mate, I'm going to go to the forward pack today. I think Jesse Bromwich is so hard to handle. Footwork, Jesse Bromwich to score a try and a try assist.
Wow.
Okay, that's a big one.
So I'm excited, boys.
All right, Ryan Girdler.
I'm going to say Cameron Munster will be man of the match.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
Cameron Munster, man of the match. Yeah, loves a big occasion. Yeah. No one's been talking about him this week, and he could just be the guy to come out and break the back of the pack.
Well, isn't that a bloke that you just know, big game, full house, and he couldn't care less?
Well,
just...
I think him on that left side with Tohu Harris, who was brilliant last week, I think they're going to give absolute nightmares. Out on that right edge is Moses. They're going to test him out tonight. It's going to be a big test for Moses, and I think those two guys are going to pepper him all afternoon.
Now, I don't keep track of how you guys do on Saturday, so Jimmy Hooper on the sideline. How are you with these Jack Link's beef jerky bowl predictions?
Nowhere fast generally, Dan, but I'm going to go out on a limb again today. Last time these two sides clashed, Semi Radradra absolutely gave Suliasi Vunivalu a bath. I reckon he might turn the tables today, the flying Fijian. I think he can score a hat-trick.
Ooh, okay. Oh,
come on, Hoops. Have you been rigging?
Not yet.
I love it.
I'll tell you what, I'm sorry I'm going back to Sydney tonight. I want a night out with the cooler.
Yeah,
he's in town, the cooler, and if that horse gets up for him this afternoon, he'll be splashing the cash.
Didn't I get an education and a few things with the cooler's tip? I'll put this one down. Parramatta to finish within six. They'll either win or finish within six. Do you count that, Gerds? I'll let you be a judge and jury.
No, it's a final. No. And if you look at both these sides, Dan, they both like tight contests, and they both got good records in tight contests. So I believe you're going to have to do a little bit better than that.
Okay. Four or less.
Okay, I'll give you four.
Thank you.
I'll give you four.
There we go. So what's the U-Bet line? It's about 12. You're giving me four. Very good. That's our Jack Link's beef jerky.
Well, that's not a bold bet. It's a bold prediction.
I understand. So there we go. There's our bold predictions as we count down here. We're about 17 minutes away from kickoff. Jimmy, do you know why? And we're all the better for it. It's fantastic to have afternoon football. This game has always been a 5:30 game, and it just banks onto the nighttime game. Why have they gone early here? That's a question without notice. But is Jimmy there? No, Jimmy's
not. You got us loud and clear. There we go.
Okay, where is he? Put your hand up, Jimmy. I can't see you.
Here we are.
I can't see.
Oh yeah, there he is. Down to the left, down near the 20 metre line, down there.
Okay,
there he is.
Oh, there he is.
You got the beanie on,
Jimmy. Why is this a 4 o'clock game?
That's a very good question. I'm going to go and ask Brian Canavan from the NRL right now, Dan, and get you an answer.
How about you tell him to send up the buffet as well, if he could?
Thank you. I saw. Oh, here's a little tidbit for you, James Hooper.
Yeah.
I was in the same lift as John Grant and Ian Prendergast. Barely a word was spoken.
Yeah, not surprised.
There you go.
Yeah, so not surprised whatsoever. They're warring factions
at the moment. What, to you or to each other, Dan?
Oh, no, they gave each other a hug, but they just gave me the big brush. The Ian Prendergast, the head of the RLPA, and John Grant, the outgoing chairman, as the Melbourne side continues to warm up in front of us here. And... geez, they've had some big occasions, haven't they? Melbourne Storm, as we said in that opener, Cam Smith's played 30 of these games, not to mention all the Origins and the Test matches. Is there such a thing, Wendell, as finals experience being an important thing?
Oh, of course it is. When you've had players who have played Origin, you know, played Test football, who have been there and done it, when you've got to be composed, you've got to find those moments. That's what the Melbourne Storm bring, you know. As you said before, you know, guys like Bo Scott and that have been there, right, there's not that much experience. But sometimes, as Gerge's team back in the day, sometimes you don't fear it. So I don't know about Parramatta at the moment. I know they'll go okay, but there's a few players, if you get nervous, Mitchell Moses, you know what he can do when he's under the pump sometimes, and Will Smith at the back.
Okay, sorry, Jimmy, you got an answer for us?
Yeah, it's a broadcaster request, Dan. So I think if you put it on at 4 p.m., then you get the 6 p.m. news, and then you roll into another game at 7:30. So it works out perfect.
Well, that works out. Yeah. Then you can put a pre-game on it and a post-game on it. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Well, Gerds, we're all the better for it, because how good is afternoon football?
Yeah. It's a perfect debate in sunlight down here, and we get to go and watch that second game. I can't wait.
Yeah. By the way, those teams I brought to you before were thanks to Mongrel Boots, Aussie born and bred. All right, we're just about to let you go, Wendell Saylor. Any thoughts before you go off and watch your boy?
No, I just love finals football, but mate, well done to Cam Smith and the Melbourne Storm. What a wonderful celebration of a wonderful player.
Now, what is the game today for Tristan? Is it a knockout or is it a qualifier?
No, it's second versus third. They drew last week with the Bulldogs, so they finished third. And they played Penrith twice this year and beaten them twice, so fingers crossed.
All right, well, good luck, Wendell. Good luck, mate. And thanks, boys.
Have a good call, boys. Thanks.
That's Wendell Saylor, who'll be calling with Anthony Maroon and Billy Harrigan and Brent Reed. They'll be doing that game. They'll take over from us at about 6:30. Once we're done here with the press conferences and so forth. Yes, Gerds?
They wouldn't play too many day games down here, Dan, would they? So the one thing that Melbourne mightn't be used to is sort of the day format down at Amy.
Yeah, well, maybe... Oh, they played Manly here in the day, but not
otherwise, it's
at
always
all.
A night game, isn't it?
All right. One more break, and then we will get you into this game. It is a qualifying final. The winner straight through to the prelim final, and the loser hosts a final next week. We saw how devastated the Broncos were last night when they couldn't get the week off. We'll find out in just a few moments who gets the week off here. It's Melbourne, it's Parramatta, it's live on Triple M NRL, and it comes right after this.
Triple M Rock Saturday Arvo Footy for Brighton's Lawyers, protecting your future.